Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640's Conway Show. We introduce our brand new segment called the Ding-Along Sing-Along.
Ding-Dong Sing-Along.
Whatever. I'm going to change it.
Oh.
Sing along, ding along. How about the ding dong sing along? But what about any kind of opening music for it?
I'm working on that, actually.
Are you?
Yeah.
Like, maybe we should ask listeners who are musically inclined to put something together.
Oh, that's an idea.
And then maybe buy it from them for, like, I don't know.
That's an idea.
$20. Yeah, right. It's an idea. It's like, well, it's raining outside. Well, I was going to wear a raincoat when I went out. Oh, there's an idea.
Well, I was thinking more in-house.
You know, I'm actually hungry, Crozier. I was thinking about getting a sandwich.
You should eat.
That's an idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's an idea.
You know, I got a full bladder. I was thinking about...
I got it.
Oh, that's
okay.
A good idea.
Okay.
All right, Bellio.
May we thank Heather in the Middle, Mom to Six Lambs, for suggesting Ding Dong Sing-Along.
And also Lance from The Simpsons. Remember,
oh, that's
he...
That's right, Lance Wilder.
He texts us.
Yes, thank you, Lance.
So he gets half credit.
Okay, they right. Both do.
Which I think is more than he gets on The Simpsons.
Whoa. Shots fired.
Well, no, I'm just saying he should get more credit.
Yeah, he deserves it. He's very talented.
The writers of that show and the animators of that show were everything. Without them, what is that show?
You don't have a show.
It's this. This show. All right, so Bellio, tell us why you picked your song.
I chose Any Way You Want It by Journey because, A... I love the band.
Were you a fan growing up?
Not all their songs, but their popular songs. And I saw Steve Perry in a restaurant once, and he was sweet.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah.
Were you working in the restaurant?
No, and I can't remember the name of it. It's the one over here in...
Daltz?
No, not Daltz. In Toluca Lake across from Boston Market.
Oh, Bob's.
No, it's not Bob's. I can't think
Patty's?
Of it. Not Patty's. It's
Hampton's.
It's... Yes.
Is it Hampton's?
What used to be called?
Bob's.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was Hampton's.
It's Hampton's.
Hampton's was like 900 restaurants and nobody ever made it there.
Oh, was that the one where it used to be a burger place too?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That was good. I liked that burger place.
It was unbelievable.
What was that name when it was a burger place?
Bob's.
No, they wouldn't have Bob's right next to Bob's.
They had a great peanut butter and jelly burger.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And they served it on like a platter. And you can put all your toppings on the topping bar.
Yeah. Anyway, Moe's. I saw Steve Perry.
Moe's.
It was Moe's. Thank you.
Moe's.
I saw Steve Perry there.
Crozier with
and,
the save.
Whenever I hear this song, it's just upbeat and it just puts me in a good mood and it's fun to sing along. And I hope you all enjoy it. Thank you.
I hope you enjoy my
She bowed and backed away from the mic like she was in a high school presentation.
Bob, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Hit it, Maestro. Here we go. The record's skipping.
Everyone's got to join along.
Great
it's
so
a
far.
Jukebox in the video.
Anyway you want it, that's the way you need it. Anyway you want it. Ba, da, 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 da.
Here we go. Crank it up.
She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything. She loves to move. She loves to grow. She loves to love it.
Touched, then we sang about a loving thing. All night, all night, all Blige is only two lines.
She said, any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She said, any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
You know what? I don't know how those guys did that. I mean, I'm sitting here in a chair reading the lyrics, not playing an instrument. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, sweating in here.
Yeah.
Wow. We're a mess.
All right. Good job, Belio.
Thank you.
I give you an 8 out of 10. Right?
Ooh. I'll take it.
All right.
I'll take it.
For first one, yeah.
Complicated
you don't want to start
song
off.
To sing, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a high song.
But it energized us. Is that where I got the points from?
It exhausted us. We're all ready to leave. That's enough. All right. George Norrie is next. KFI AM 640. More with Croge. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. Yeah, I just read this online. Speaking of songs, we did a song from Journey called Any Way You Want It. Belio, great choice. But the number one song ever written about radio is this song.
Oh, I know who sings this.
Kind of cool, huh? Queen.
It's a live version.
Yes. Wembley, London. Wembley.
Oh, is it the Live Aid?
Yeah.
Nice.
Only 500,000 people there.
One of the best visuals of any live performance ever.
It's great. Imagine what a charge that was for the band to be up there in front of, like, I think it was 120,000 people, and every single person in that audience knew every lyric to that song and to most of the songs that Queen was playing. That's incredible. What year was that? Was that mid-80s?
Yeah, 85?
Was it 85?
Somewhere around 84,
1985. So 84? I was 23, something like that. But I do remember that, man. Freddie Mercury, and it was an incredible performance.
That was one of the best parts about the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, was that it kind of went back in time, but it started with that moment at Live Aid. It was sort of their little comeback after kind of going a little dormant for the mid-80s.
Well, you know the guy, is it Rami Malek?
Yeah.
That played Freddie Mercury?
So
you know the first scenes they shot were that concert?
Really?
Isn't that incredible?
And if you watch the old footage, I mean, he has it all down.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the perfect way he moved, Freddie Mercury moved on stage.
Right. And it's almost like Jamie Foxx playing Ray Charles.
Yes. Yeah.
Like when you watch Jamie Foxx as Ray Charles and you went to that movie, you didn't even have to be stoned to look at that movie and go, that is Ray Charles.
Yeah. He nailed it.
What was it called? The... what was that song? Not the whip around, the dance around, the run,
the mess around.
Mess around, right. But one of the great scenes in movie history was when the guy, I think his name is Amit, who was his manager.
Oh, Ertegun.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Amit Ertegun. And he was explaining to Ray Charles how to play the song, right? He goes, I got this song. And Ray Charles is like, well, who wrote it? He goes, I did. Oh, great. And then him trying to convince Ray Charles that this is a great song and trying to explain to him how it's supposed to be, how you're supposed to sing it. It's an incredible scene. Let me see if I can play this for you here.
So unhappy as I can be.
Amit, it's just like Charles Brown.
You left me.
Okay.
Yes, you left
I'll talk
me.
To him. Talk.
So his manager has to explain, right, fellas, you can't sound like somebody else. You have to have your own sound to make it in music.
You just don't get it.
All right, Cass,
you either sound original or you've got nothing.
Amit, what'd you think of that?
Ray, I want to tell you something and I don't want you to take it wrong.
Then give it to me right then.
I signed you because I sensed something special in you, not because you sound like Nat Cole or Charles Brown.
Well, I thought you liked what I do.
We love the timbre of your voice. We like your virtuosity, your energy.
But I'm a music.
Come on, man. I didn't say that.
I mean, this is what I do, man. I got to make a living. This is what the people want. I don't know no other way.
Well, we got to help you find one. Look, let's try a little change of pace, okay? You're familiar with stride piano?
You kidding me, man? The man that I learned the piano from is a stride player.
Okay, I got a song.
Uh-huh.
It's called The Mess Around.
The Mess Around. Cute title. Who wrote it?
I did.
Bad start.
Oh, you wrote it. Yeah.
Well, sing it to me, man.
Sing it?
Yeah. It ain't like I can read the lyrics.
Okay. Well, it's key of G.
Okay. Key of G. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a kind of Pete Johnson thing.
Pete Johnson.
Yeah, that's it.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Two, three, four.
You can talk about the pit. Barbecue. The band was jumping. The people too, they're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around.
All right, that's really good. Let me take it from here.
Now this band's gonna play from 9 to 1. Everybody is gonna have some fun doing the mess around.
Oh, man, what a performance. That was one of the good. My mom's favorite artist was Ray Charles. She used to bang those Ray Charles albums out all night long.
Really?
Yeah, full blast, man. She loved Ray Charles. I think he was from Detroit. My mom was from Detroit, so I think he was a local kid. Was he from Detroit? I don't know if he was or not, but he used to play in Detroit a lot. And my mom just loved that guy. Ray Charles.
Georgia, Albany, Georgia.
Georgia?
Place of birth. Maybe
Georgia.
He was raised in...
Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah, that's a great song, too. You know, Crows, you sound a little like him. You, if Ray Charles 2 ever comes out, you should audition.
I'll audition for it?
Yeah, right? Laugh at him.
Oh,
talented guy.
Song.
Yes.
It's actually not bad.
It is good. It's great. It's not bad. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. More now with Crows.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Got some bad news here. Richard Steinman has passed away. I think it was yesterday, the day before yesterday. He was an American composer, record producer.
Jim Steinman.
Jim. What did I call him? James? Well, I know him by his legal name.
Oh.
Because I worked at a bank. We used to lend him some money. But, Jim passed away. You guys know him as Jim.
Yeah. We know his professional name.
Right. I know him as James.
You know him as Richard.
Well, I know him as James Richard Steinman. I mean, his legal name.
Didn't you call him JR?
Once in a while. I call him JRS or J Juniors, JR apostrophe S. And he was cool, right? But he wrote a lot of songs that you have heard, but you may not know that he wrote them. But like, here's an example. He wrote this song. I think it was Bonnie Tyler, I'm sorry, that got the credit. But you'll know this song, right? Let's crank it up.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart, and I need you now.
You'll know this part if you are on by now. Here we go. Oh, sorry, man. Hold on. All right, so Bonnie Tyler got credit for that, but he wrote it. And he also wrote another song that he didn't get much credit for, but I think it was a Meatloaf song, right? Let's play this. Jim Steinman. Great video, too. That's a great song, too. Yeah, he passed away. He did a lot of songs. He worked with Air Supply, Bonnie Tyler, Celine Dion, Barry Manilow. He wrote a couple of Barry Manilow songs, Barbara Streisand, Cher.
His big collaboration, most known collaboration, at least early on, was with Meatloaf. He was kind of like to Meatloaf what, I just lost it somewhere. Oh, yeah, who Bernie Taupin was to Elton John, where he kind of wrote all the lyrics.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, but Steinman did, he released a solo album in like the mid-80s that had some of the stuff that became famous later. I think like Everything I Do or I Won't Do for Love, but I think that was on his solo album as well.
Wow.
Old friend of mine was a huge fan of Steinman.
Did you play that song when you were DJing?
It's a little tough to dance to.
Yeah, that's true.
That was his only number one song, too.
Really?
That he wrote, yeah.
Wow.
And him and Meatloaf apparently just were always at odds. They were always kind of like getting back together, breaking up, that sort of thing.
Yeah. I'll bet Meatloaf was a tough guy to get along with, you know. Yeah. He's probably really, you know, you do it his way or you get lost.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, that big orchestral thing from is a Steinman signature. Start off low,
oh,
and
yeah,
then
yeah,
hit
yeah.
The big orchestra stuff.
That was huge in the 70s.
That was Barry Manilow's entire career. Listen to any song is, and it starts out very soft on a piano, and it grows to this big thing at the end.
Yeah, there was. He was accused of there was a pattern to every one of his songs.
Yeah, yeah. And Steinman was very similar to that pattern as well.
That's kind of cool. Well, sorry that he passed away. How old was he? He was born in 1947. Well, young guy, right? Well, then average, you know, age, whatever. But that's kind of cool that he has written all those songs and worked with all those people in his career. I mean, most people would be happy with just Barry Manilow or Barbra Streisand. But, you know, Cher, Billy Squire, Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah, he was one of those guys you just never heard about too much because he was making the music, the writing it.
Yeah. And his website, Jim Steinman. Oh, they already have his passing on his website. So
he did a couple for Celine Dion for one of her big albums in the 90s, one of her first albums.
Yeah, he was great, man. Great songwriter. All right. This is, you know, let me play this here real quick. I wanted to play this. Where the hell did it go? Ba-da-dee-da-da. Okay. People are looking for things that are opening up, like Disneyland, you know, Magic Mountain, Universal, Knott's Berry Farm. Something else opening up, right? We're getting back to normal here,
gang. Villa is finally reopening.
What is?
Getty Villa is finally reopening today after being shut down.
The Getty Villa is what she's trying to say.
Getty Villa is finally reopening today after being shut down since March of last year. The museum will feature a new exhibit that was slated to debut days following its closure. Reservations are a must to visit and safety protocols are in place.
All right, here's one I was looking for. This is a cool story about a retired Marine saving a life.
We begin tonight with a developing story, a harrowing rescue after a car crashes, flies off a cliff, and ended up in the ocean.
Oh my.
In Carlsbad. Incredibly, the driver is alive, and it could be because of a retired Marine corpsman. Fox 5's Ashley Jacobs is live in Carlsbad with how this all played out. Ashley.
Kathleen, good evening to you. This is just an incredible story of survival tonight. Now, we are along Carlsbad Boulevard right now. It is now open in both directions after being closed for several hours. And people say they cannot believe the man who drove his vehicle over this cliff survived.
The fact that the patient is still alive, especially after going into the water.
It's shocking to everyone. First responders, the crowd that gathered, and witnesses who saw this white SUV fly over a Carlsbad cliff.
And it was pretty scary to look at.
According to the Carlsbad Fire Battalion chief, an older man was driving westbound on Palomar Airport Road and didn't veer onto Carlsbad Boulevard, instead crashing through this guardrail and over the fence. And these guys say they saw it happen.
He was cruising northbound, and then he looks like he was going to merge, and then he just kept on going left.
Yeah, it smells like a suicide thing, you know, where a guy wants to just drive his car off the cliff. He's had it.
And then he busted through this guardrail.
He didn't even try to stop or anything. He didn't slow down.
Yeah, when you don't try to stop, you hit the accelerator. You know, a lot of people do that in the Grand Canyon. You know, they drive 75 miles an hour towards the canyon and then just take that one last, and they're airborne.
They Thelma and Louise it?
Right. And it sucks because then the park rangers have to clean that mess up, right? And what did they do to deserve that?
He didn't even put his brakes on. He just went right off.
The drop to the sand is hundreds of feet.
Wow.
The fact that the patient survived is a testament to probably the engineering of the car.
That Subaru Forester is now totaled as the driver is recovering at a hospital.
Possible injuries to the possible legs, pelvis, and chest area.
Great. Now he's got, now he's still alive and in tremendous physical pain.
California State Parks is leading the investigation because the SUV landed on state property, but they're working closely with several agencies, including police, lifeguards, and the fire department. Yet there is one person everyone wished had stayed around so they could say thanks.
Ah, the retired Marine guy.
We did have a Marine corpsman, our former Marine corpsman, that went down there and actually pulled the victim out.
Oh, that's cool.
I wish he'd hung out because he deserves a lot of kudos.
Yes, he does.
And he did not stick around very long. Now, to put this location into perspective for you, if you're not familiar with North County, this is the same cliff that Junior Seau drove his SUV over in 2010. Now, Kathleen, a cause of this crash has not yet been released, but authorities are reminding drivers that staying alert while driving is the key to safety.
Wait, what is?
That staying alert while driving is the key to safety.
Staying alert while driving. Okay, I got it. All right. Seems like a low-level lesson, right? Staying alert while you're driving, maybe save your life. But they have to add it in. Right?
All the way at the end. And wear your mask, too.
Yeah, because we're all morons.
What did she say?
Yeah. If you don't drive 200 miles an hour off a 500-foot cliff, maybe you'll make it. All right, back to you, Jim. All right, we're live on KFI. We'll check in with Nori next on KFI AM 640. More now with Michael Crouch.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Sorry. Press the wrong button. KFI AM 640's Conway Show. George Norrie is coming up next. George, what's on the big show tonight, Bob?
Hello there, Timothy. For the first couple hours, Doc Wallach joins us from CriticalHealthNews.com to talk about building our immune system during this COVID time period. And then later on in the show, we're going to dabble with reincarnation on Coast to Coast.
Ooh, I'll be there. I can't wait for that reincarnation stuff.
I'm here.
All right. All right. Thanks, man.
All right.
All right. There he goes. George Norrie and Coast to Coast. Yeah. Coming up immediately here on KFI AM 640. What do you stay, Crows? You stay till midnight, 11? What's your hours here?
I'm on until 12, until midnight.
Till 12.
My last cast, yeah.
And that's it, huh? It's a wrap on you?
That's it, baby.
There you go. Now, what time do you get home? You get home by 1?
Yeah, it takes me about a half hour, 35 minutes.
That's not bad.
No, not at all. Especially this time of night. Although there's construction at least 5 times on my way home in like 38 miles. No exaggeration.
210?
Yeah, man. 134 and 210.
Yeah.
Because there's the one right here by Griffith Park. That's the first one I hit. Getting on the freeway is the first one.
It's the worst when you're traveling in anywhere in Southern California at 11 o'clock, you get on the freeway and it's dead stop.
Oh, yeah.
You just want to kill
yourself. That's frustrating.
Yeah. It's the worst. All right. Firefighters are kind of cool. They've saved some kittens. That's part of their job, right?
All right, Cap. The homeowner said they're hearing the kittens right behind this wall.
San Bernardino County firefighters went right to work after getting the call about kittens in the attic space of this home in the San Antonio Heights area of Upland. 7 kittens total. Firefighters had to cut through the roof to get to them.
And they're in there, huh?
The kitten's mother, who apparently got in through a small hole in the roof, was never found.
Oh, no. Mom was never found?
Found.
Hey, Crozier, please. We're doing a story.
Sorry, gas.
Did they find cats or crows?
There's about 6 more.
The kittens were taken by the homeowners to Upland Animal Shelter.
There you go. All right, if you go to Dodger Stadium, they have a section for fully vaccinated people.
If you're one of those Dodger fans who doesn't like being pinned to your seat for 9 innings,
right.
Boy, are you going to love the $100 million worth of changes to the stadium. It's now part Dodgers Baseball Museum, part sports bar, part food court, and part outdoor summer festival.
For almost 60 years, this was 3 separate stadiums. You had a ticket to the left field pavilion, the right field pavilion, or the stadium, and you couldn't go to any of the other things.
That's right.
Now, we have elevators and escalators and bridges that connect all of the stadium. You literally can walk around the stadium.
And you'll want to walk to the brand new 2.5-acre center field plaza, the front door to Dodger Stadium, which used to be a parking lot.
By the way, Russ, I know you've been out to the stadium. Have you seen it yet, that big center field pavilion?
Yeah, I've seen all the took a whole walk through the park.
Really?
It's amazing.
It's pretty cool, huh?
It's beautiful. Yeah, they've done such a good job. It's going to be great when they have all the fans back. Center field is going to be the place to be. Center field bar, they have a Shake Shack out there.
Oh, that's cool.
Cool setting. They have a bunch of memorabilia. underneath the bleachers.
Right.
And remember we were talking about the pavilion section about
right, the all you can eat? Right.
That's gone.
Oh,
yeah, it's gone.
Man.
But it's very cool. I can't wait till everybody can go in and, you know, experience the park. It's a great day.
Right. So, you know, before when the Dodger game would end, everybody left the stadium because there was nothing to do. But now maybe you can go to Shake Shack or hang out at the bar afterwards.
Yeah, probably. And they also have a Golden Road.
That's right. Yeah,
they have a theme Golden Road there off in left field. And then right is Shake Shack. It's really cool. Right by the Tommy Lasorda.
Oh, okay.
That whole area over the right field, left field bar still there. They just expanded it so big. And an awesome Robinson statue in deep center field.
Oh, that's great.
It's awesome.
You know, thank God. I mean, look, it's been years, but thank God, you know, Dodger Stadium is catching up. But every other stadium I've ever been to in my life, there are restaurants and bars and hotels either connected to the stadium or right across the street. Like when you go to Fenway Park and the stadium empties, everybody goes to the bars that are right on that street. But Dodger Stadium doesn't have that. So everybody gets in their car and they wait 2.5 hours to get out of that parking lot.
That's true.
It'd be nice to have something right there.
No doubt. Or they end up going to the Sunset, but there's not much there either.
No, there's not. You're right. Russell's correct. All right, we got to get out here. Tomorrow, we have Dr. Ray Kasheri on at 6 p.m. He's always a hit, talking people off the ledge when it comes to this COVID. So we'll hit him tomorrow. And also, we're remembering John Steinman, who passed away. Born in November of 1947 and died 2 days ago. Great, great songwriter. Worked with Meatloaf, Bonnie Tyler, Celine Dion, Barbara Streisand, and others. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.